Hi, this is WGOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. On the phone today, we have John Gager, who wrote a fascinating book called If I Could Do It All Over Again, Christian Leaders Share the Most Important Lessons of Their Lives. John, welcome to the show.
Well, Howard, a lot of fun to be with you and the team at WGOI and the whole Ramsey area listening. It's an honor to be here, sir.
Well, tell me, John, first of all, how did you get the idea to write this book?
I think, it comes with, a number of years. I think all of us, Howard, when we get to be beyond 20 and 30 and maybe 40, we start asking questions, start wondering, have I been living my life in the right direction? Have I been living life in such a way as the scripture speaks of, am I building with gold and silver and precious stones, or is it wood and hay and stubble, as the old King James says? Mm. And just sort of got me to thinking, I wondered, do the well-known preachers and teachers that we hear on WJLY, the people whose books that we read, the Christian artists, do they have regrets and mistakes in their past like I do, or are they somehow on some level of perfection?
For our listeners here, too, when you talk about the Christian leaders, I'm looking at the top of the book here, and you have talked to Tim Keller, Michael W. Smith, Anne Graham Lotz, Gary Chapman, Johnny Erickson Tada, Tony Evans, Ravi Zacharias. So these are well-known folks. And one of the things is, what would you say as you've gone through this, out of this book, if you had to pick one chapter, what would be your favorite chapter?
Without a doubt, Howard, it would be, what do we do with our regrets? I've never robbed a bank or done anything that would ever get me written up in a newspaper, and I suppose that's the case for most of our WJLY listeners. But, we've all got mistakes. We've all got regrets. The question is, what do we do with them? Hmm. So when you come to that chapter, Howard, it's like I'm sitting out here talking to you right now at a campground. A tractor just drove by. Imagine a tractor bucket load of grace. A tractor bucket load of scriptures that help us sort of work through the regrets that we have. I was crying as I was hearing these folks reading what they had to say. Just a lot of neat biblical insight. The good news is, we have made our mistakes, right? We've all got our regrets. Regrets are scars of the soul, but they don't have to define us. Can I share a story with you?
Absolutely.
When I was a 15-year-old boy, I had major surgery on my back for scoliosis. I was cut open from my neck to my waist. It's about a 2-foot-long incision. You're in a circular frame bed being rotated from your stomach to your back for 2 weeks, 4 hours at a time. Finally comes the night before you're going to get a body cast, a lovely, joyous thing for 7 months. You're going to wear this.
Yeah.
But at this point, the nurse comes in and says, your scar is at a point where it's going to start itching tonight. Don't itch it. Well, Howard, that's like saying on a hot day, don't think about water, right?
Exactly.
So I'm laying there in bed, and this thing starts itching, and what did I do? I scratched it. It itched some more, I scratched some more. It itched some more, I scratched some more. It was not an itching sensation. It was an itching assault. It was hideous. I thought I was going to go crazy, and the only way I survived the night was by clutching on to the rails of this circular frame bed, quoting every single Bible verse I'd ever memorized. But I think, Howard, regrets are like that. They come and visit us, and they're itching. And so we scratch them. We revisit these things. And then these regrets are like living all over again. Well, they are there, but we don't have to scratch them. We don't have to let them define us. That's the really good news. Michael Easley says, you can visit your regrets, but don't live there with them. I think that's good advice.
Well, tell me, John, as you were doing these interviews, what surprised you as you talked to these leaders?
Well, I was surprised that some of them did have the kinds of regrets they did. Here's one, Howard. You asked a good question here. The one question I asked that surprised me, that everybody almost answered the same. I mean everybody. They said, if I had it all to do again, I would spend more time with my family.
Hmm.
Every single person. Anne Graham Lotz told me that. Josh McDowell told me that. On and on it goes. They all said more time with family. Tony Evans told me that. It really kind of hit me between the eyes. I think we're probably all there. We wish we had spent more time with our kids.
Yeah, I think, and she's probably listening. I think as I've gone through my life in a military career and in teaching, and working at doing different things, I think my wife's perception on some of these things is that she's the only one I've told no to.
Yeah.
Trying to sit back and go, there's some things that I could have, should have done differently, and what can I do, going forward? So, like I said, she's probably listening, so I'll hear about this later. That'd be a good dialogue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think the book, if I could do it all over again, we'll do that for everybody who picks up a copy. But imagine yourself in my shoes. We're reading all this. My wife, she gets the first round of editing out of all this. So don't you think that sparked a few conversations for us?
I'll bet so. Now, listen, folks out there in our audience, if you would like to find out more information about this book by John Gager, If I Could Do It All Over Again, you can go to the website. There's a www.com. And it's all one word, doitalloveragain.net. That's doitalloveragain.net. And you get information about the book and some videos. And in fact, John was telling me, too, he's got a Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and search for the author, John Gager, that's J-O-N.
Yeah.
And then G-A-U-G-E-R, G-A-U-G-E-R.
Right.
And you'll be able to find him there, too.
Yeah, a lot of great fun video clips there at the Facebook page. And also at the website, you can even download a free chapter to the book.
Score.
So that's a lot of fun. If you go to doitalloveragain.net, or if you go to Facebook and search for author, J-O-N-G-A-U-G-E-R.
All right. Now, you asked a bunch of different questions. I'm going to look at this list here, and here's one. It says, what do you want on your tombstone? What were some of the more interesting things that you heard?
Well, Steve Brown was joking with me, and he said, born in, 1940, died in whatever, a lot happened between the comma, that was one. I was surprised, Howard, at the number of people who said to me, boy, I never thought of that.
Hmm.
No one's ever asked me that before. I was really touched by Johnny Tata. She said, when we were little growing up, we used to call out to each other at night when we were all in bed, see you in the morning.
Yeah.
See you in the morning. And she said, I think I might like that on my tombstone.
Hmm.
See you in the morning.
Hmm. That's pretty good. Better than saying, I told you I was sick, right? So.
Yeah. Some of them offered that initially as a little joke, but that was kind of touching. The great Gary Chapman, who wrote The Five Love Languages, talks about visiting the gravesite of Lottie Moon. Lottie Moon is a missionary who's real big in Southern Baptist circles, and he was real impressed with her as a kid. And when he saw her tombstone, how simple it was, he was just deeply moved. I think of Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. She said that, what I like on my tombstone? Handmaiden of the Lord, servant of the Lord. That would be good enough. A lot of humility from a lot of these folks, Howard, and in the conversations that we had.
Well, another one it looks like you were asking folks was, what would you do more of? Because your book is If I Could Do It All Over Again, so sometimes we think I do less of this, but what did they say? Some folks said they'd spend more time with the family. Was there something else, another theme that came up with that? What would I do more of?
Yeah, they would, Robbie Zacharias said, I would take more time out for fun things. Dee Breston, who's a great author, said, I would teach my children more memory work. Anne Graham Lott said, I would like to have spent more time with my children when they were little, getting more involved in their schools. Ron Hutchcraft said, I would invest a lot more time praying. I came late to understanding the power of prayer. Let's see, Bob Moeller, the great marriage counselor, said, I would have invested more time in my friendships. And finally, Michael W. Smith, whose music we hear all the time, he said, I'd invest more in people, invest much more in people. He says, if I had learned earlier to love people for where they are at, being more concerned with their needs than my own, I think I'd have been happier in life.
Wow. Well, let's see, John, you and I have got about a minute and a half left. So as you went through this book, went through the editing and writing, what stuck with you the most?
We've all got regrets. We've all got regrets. But those regrets don't have to define us. Jan Sylvia said, what might have been does not exist. So So why bother going there? Instead, let's embrace the grace of Jesus. Nancy DeMoss Walden said something terribly profound. She says, you know, when it's all said and done, what's going to matter, what's going to count, it's about Jesus Christ, my righteousness. Not about my attempts to do this or that or overcome this bad habit or write this new book. It's about Jesus Christ, my righteousness. And that's very freeing, Howard. If that's true, and it is, then it isn't about my effort or my failure or my ugly past. It's all about Jesus. And if it's all about Jesus, then he did it all. I can rest secure. That's grace. And I think that's the essential message of the book, If I Could Do It All Over Again.
All right. So if you want to get more information on that book, go to doitalloveragain.net. And this has been delightful, but quick. I mean, the time is up here. So, John, thank you so much for taking some time out to chat with us about your book. And I'm going to go get my hands on a copy of this. Dick Wheeler's got this copy and he says I have to give it back. So I have to get my own. So folks, this has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program, and I'm Howard Gunning with John Gager. Thanks for making us a part of your day.